The claim that white servers at Texas Roadhouse, Logan's Roadhouse, and potentially other restaurants conspired in a large Facebook group to lick their fingers and touch or spit in the food of Black customers is unfounded. The rumor, which circulated online in August 2026, stemmed from a screenshot of an alleged Facebook post that appeared in one of several groups named White and Proud. In that now unavailable post, possibly deleted, someone using the name Nancy Smith derogatorily addressed Blacks and told of a different, secret Facebook group with more than 400,000 members made up of white servers discussing contaminating Black customers' food. In short, Snopes found no evidence or information confirming or disproving the existence of such a group. In an August 24 post archived, the Blacks of Egypt Facebook page, managed by a user who administers one of the White and Proud Facebook groups, defined the purpose of White and Proud as satirical, saying a group in which white people were trashing Black people day and night served as inspiration to create the group as a way to punch back with humor. A Texas Roadhouse spokesperson provided statements labeling the food contamination story a hoax and saying the company was investigating. We also emailed Logan's Roadhouse, Meta, and other people mentioned in this article. In August 2026, people shared a rumor purporting white servers at. The claim stemmed from an alleged screenshot of a Facebook post that appeared in a group named White and Proud, one of several such groups using the same name and profile image. In the now unavailable and possibly deleted post, which was shared in group number 1,492,080,7,406,264,148, archived. A user named Nancy Smith warned Blacks against eating at the two restaurant chains and told of a secret Facebook group, not one of the White and Proud groups, with more than 400,000 members participating in promoting unsafe, racist food practices. For example, on August 24, an Instagram user posted two slides. First, one of Texas Roadhouse's responses to the rumor calling the matter completely unfounded. And second, the purported contamination Facebook post screenshot itself, visible below. At The Shade Room via Instagram, TikTok user Sani Yine presented the rumor in a popular video, archived, calling the text in the screenshot genuinely disgusting. The posted image reads as follows, without mentioning spitting, as some users claimed. To all you Blacks in here, keep this in mind. Hope you enjoy your meal next time you eat out. There is a Facebook group that I am a part of and it is for white servers. We have come up with a plan. When a table of Black diners comes in and places their order, we walk back to the kitchen to get your food when ready. There is always a blind spot in the kitchen, and we are licking our fingers and touching your food. If it happens to be a Texas Roadhouse or Logan's, those rolls are full of our white saliva. Some of the cooks are in on this too. Think they are playing. They aren't. Believe me, this has been going on since y'all started this nonsense with Caramello the Candy Bar Anthony crap. BTW, the group has over 400,000 members. Enjoy y'all's food. Snopes readers emailed and searched for information regarding the rumor, mainly asking about Texas Roadhouse. In sum, we have not found verifiable evidence of any kind confirming or debunking the claim that white servers conspired in a Facebook group to tamper with Black customers' food. Because the claim is unfounded, we are leaving it unrated. A Texas Roadhouse spokesperson pointed us to two statements shared on the company's official TikTok account, in part calling the rumor completely unfounded, and adding the restaurant doesn't tolerate discrimination, harassment, or mistreatment of any kind. One of the statements appeared to reference Yine's video, which users reposted on other platforms. A company spokesperson shared further comment via email, calling the matter a hoax and providing details of the company's food safety practices. We emailed SSCP management, the apparent, researching the rumor. A Facebook search for a White and Proud Facebook group located a match with around 63,000 members, as well as other groups using the same profile image. Those groups, including group number 1,492,080,7,406,264,148, displayed the same group profile image visible in the alleged Nancy Smith Facebook post screenshot. One Facebook user alleged archived, a user named Nancy Smith with the handle at Ranieri. Ranieri archived, created the supposed post. The profile listed 52 friends, potentially matching two other alleged screenshots showing 52 or 53 friends for a Nancy Smith. The user making the allegation claimed Smith changed her profile name to Nancy Joe to avoid the controversy. That user's about page archived showed her married name as Nancy Joe Smith. The user's post included two images of a white woman and white man. One, a black and white image where the man wears a Colorado Rockies cap, appeared to match the black and white format and lighting of the barely visible profile picture of the Nancy Smith who purportedly posted the original message in white and proud. We weren't able to contact or confirm these claims about this person. The user's messenger app displayed the message, "You can't message this account." The only admin or moderator for the larger white and proud Facebook group was listed as a page named Blacks of Egypt. The page transparency data for Blacks of Egypt, accessible by clicking on the History Museum text at the top of the page, then Transparency and Privacy Policy, indicated a user managing both the White and Proud group and Blacks of Egypt page resides in Guinea. On Aug. 24, amid the racial restaurant controversy, the Blacks of Egypt page owner defined archived White and Proud as a satirical group inspired by an original group of the same name where white people were trashing black people day and night. The user added, "I am not racist and I love all the colors, but I still think that the racists should be taught a lesson," and entreated members to spread the love and peace around you. Texas Roadhouse responds, "In addition to the aforementioned statements, a Texas Roadhouse spokesperson responded to our email saying the company's investigation found no truth to the rumor. Our investigation, along with other outside sources, point to a hoax. We have found no credible evidence of food tampering or that this accusation is based in truth. We have engaged with a third-party firm to help us attempt to locate the source of this unfounded allegation. We also asked about employee conduct and food safety, to which the spokesperson answered with details about a specific managerial process. Our restaurants follow very strict handling procedures when it comes to food safety and quality. Additionally, we utilize a manager in the window system. Prepared food passes from our kitchen to the expo window directly. All food is checked for quality and then sent directly to the table. For further reading, in 2021, we reported about the existence of Texas Roadhouse voucher scams on Facebook. During our research regarding the racial rumor, we spotted those same scams still circulating in August 2026.